Tim, what scientists are out there right now in mass working on anti-gravity propulsion systems?
They're too numerous to mention.
Are they all fragmented?
Well, Paul March and Jim Woodward have been working. They actually just had some really amazing results on a MOX principal thruster.
Who's financing these people?
It's all self-financed. And I think that goes to the heart of kind of the next part. And again, Richard had mentioned this in the last segment. One of the ideas is trying to bring it all together in a nonprofit foundation. And that's what American Anti-Gravity has really been all about.
Why don't we have like an XPRIZE for propulsion like this? You know, we were able to get someone into space privately.
Well, you know, it was kind of weird because during the XPRIZE, you know, which was won by Burt Rutan and his Spaceship One concept, the concept of an anti-gravity system entering in that race and winning the money was specifically excluded by the founders of the prize. I mean, talk about being ostriches and having your head stuck in the ground. I mean, these are people who love rockets, who love going up on a controlled explosion where when the slightest thing goes wrong, you're history or toast or whichever metaphor you like. I mean, anti-gravity is so much safer because, for one thing, you never have to deal with incredible speeds. You know, you could basically get into orbit moving at the pace of the little old lady from Pasadena who wears tennis sneakers. You don't have to accelerate 17,500 miles per hour in the atmosphere. Yeah. Now, to be in orbit, you got to do that. But what you do is you would go straight up like an elevator. And then when you got above the sensible atmosphere where you didn't need heat protection or aerodynamics or wings or fins or rudders, you'd basically move sideways until you were moving fast enough that you could turn off the engine and coast because you'd be in orbit. I mean, anti-gravity, true control of inertia and gravity, changes everything. I mean everything. From going to work, commuting, to the price of everything we buy at Home Depot or in the supermarkets. You asked me before the break, you know, what the implications were?
Yes.
There are no limits. Think of everything we do now at the price of fuel and tires or wings or jet engines or cables, and think of it being replaced with a little modular engine that basically runs on electricity, and you flip a switch and there's a little hum and whatever it's contained in goes gravity neutral, and you basically have to tie it down, and when you turn the switch off or turn the potentiometer down, the hum goes down, the weight gradually returns, and it sits back down on its cradle or on its wheels or whatever. Think, for instance, of all the stuff we ship from the other side of the world, you know, bulk goods, huge things that require ocean-going vessels and tons of oil to drive them halfway around the planet. Or if they're in very on a short time constraint, they have to be put on a 747 or a Galaxy, you know, aircraft or whatever to fly around the planet. Think of the amount of energy we would save if we simply had control of gravity, and you could float these things around the world basically at the push of a finger.
Speaking of floating, Richard, I'm looking at a picture from Discovery of the planet as it slowly goes around the
Actually,
Earth.
Actually, that's not.
What is that?
That is from the space station.
The one we're looking at right now?
Yep, that's okay. A live shot from the International Space Station. The reason that it isn't from Discovery is Discovery has all its cameras in the payload bay, and when they close those payload bay doors, the cameras can't see out.
Yeah, I don't have audio, so I'm just looking at a picture. And let me tell you,
it
is absolutely beautiful.
The Earth, wouldn't you love to be able to go up and have dinner or take your best gal up for a sunset?
That would be
sunrise,
one revolving dinner place, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's the ultimate revolving dinner place. And what's really the crime here is that we've had the science and the engineering outlines of how to do this for at least the last half century, if not longer. And I will say categorically, the only reason that we're having this discussion tonight on the air about wouldn't it be nice if, is because the military, the DOD, national security, black ops stepped in and made all of this as if it had never existed, and that's why we're risking these brave people in a spacecraft that's out of the Stone Age.